Girls Incorporated of Chattanooga will be hosting summer camps for girls with an emphasis on science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM programs. I spoke with two ladies from Girls Inc. for more details about summer camp opportunities for girls ages 6 to 18. The summer camps at Girls Inc. provide young women the chance to look closely at potential careers, which may or may not traditionally have been considered a woman's line of work. Today, a young woman can choose any career she likes, and the summer camps at Girls Inc. hope to open some young eyes to exciting possibilities in science and medicine. Bea Lurie is the president and CEO.
Girls Inc. is a 52-year-old organization that has been inspiring girls to be strong, smart, and bold, healthy, independent, and educated on their road to success.
And here in Chattanooga, Girls Inc. is involved in a lot of projects, but coming up we have summer camps.
We do. We always have incredible summer camps as well as fall and spring break camps. This summer we have two great teen camps. The one in June is called the Health Careers Academy, and this is our 9th year of offering it. And in July, we're having for the teens as well, we're having Build It Boulder, which is a new camp, but it focuses on getting girls involved in STEM, which we've been doing since the early 1990s. Our younger girls, ages 6 to 11, they're going to be doing in June Career Girl, and in July, they're going to be doing Galaxy Girl.
There is a big focus on science, mathematics, career fields. So it's not let's get together and do arts and crafts. It's actually let's look at where you could go with your future.
That's really the focus of what we do at Girls Inc., not just in camps, but both in-school programs as well as after-school programs. We want girls to come out of our camp programs being smarter than when they came in. So there's a huge focus on getting the girls to develop knowledge they haven't developed. So, for example, in our Build It Boulder camp, the girls are going to be building robots, designing a moon buggy. They're going to be testing out different kinds of programming skills they're going to be learning for computers. They're going to work in teams to design an innovative product or service that they want to develop. And they're going to have a mentor assigned to three girls each working with the Lamppost Group to do that. Also, our partner in this is the Sim Center. They are providing us with space for 2 weeks of the camp, and they are working with us to make this an absolutely phenomenal hands-on camp.
Emily Horton is a Girls Inc. girl. How long have you been involved with the program?
This will be my second year. I got involved through the Women's History Project, which focuses on bringing mentors and teen girls together to show them what they can do.
What have you taken from your involvement so far?
Mostly, I think leadership skills and public speaking. Those are the two main things that they really focus on, along with confidence, which kind of goes hand in hand.
What will you be doing with the camps?
Last summer, I volunteered all June for the Emma Wheeler Health Careers Academy. And this year, I have a part-time paid position with the camp and will be volunteering for the rest of the time.
What type of instruction will you be providing? Will you be involved in the hands-on portion?
Yes. I work with the girls on a daily basis during the camp. You know, I'm one of the counselors. I see them from when I get there at 8 to when I leave at 5. It's a great time to just kind of bond and really make an impact in someone's life.
What's interesting, too, about Emily's involvement as a volunteer last year, it was just going to be 3 days a week, which is a lot for someone to volunteer for the entire camp. And after the first day, she told our manager of team programs, Hannah Van, that I am so excited about this camp that I'm going to volunteer every single day. And she did. So she's awesome. And she just told me that if she doesn't get a part-time job for the summer, she's going to volunteer the other half of the day that she's not being paid for. So they're very, very powerful how the girls from all over Hamilton County get an experience together learning about health career fields that are both non-traditional and traditional fields.
What are the age ranges for Girls Inc., the people you work with?
Ages 6 to 18. The Build It Boulder camp is for 12 to 15-year-olds, and the Health Careers Academy is for 12 to 18-year-olds.
What's the webpage if someone was interested in participating and registering for classes?
It's Girls Inc. of Chat, chatt.org.
Is there a phone number to call to register for the camps? Because I understand some of them are filling up quickly.
They are. Some of them are almost totally sold out. The phone number is 423-624-4757. There's a discount for going both months. It's $350 a month, but if you go for the second month, it's $100 off. And it's $88 a week. It's a steal.
Now, this is limited to just girls.
It certainly is. Our experience as a girls-only organization with the research shows that girls do perform better when they're in an environment where they don't feel that they have to act differently around boys. Girls are more likely to go to college if they're in an all-girls environment. They see themselves more likely to go to college. And we also just find that the girls aren't distracted by the guys. You know, when you guys come into the equation, it's a very, very, very different focus. This, they're just focusing on getting to know each other, on building teams together, on challenging each other. The other part of the competition is not there.
Attendance during the camp is during the day.
The teen camps are 8:30 to 5, and the elementary school camps are from 8 to 5:30.
And that includes meals and snacks?
We do provide lunch, and there are snacks, but we encourage girls to bring additional healthy food with them. Elementary school camps have 60 seats. Middle school or high school camps have up to 24 seats.
And you're providing mentors in some cases and volunteers in other cases. Are most of the people involved in camp counseling, are they female as well?
They're all female. Emily's the only volunteer in the teen camps, but all of the staff have college degrees and several years' experience working with kids. All of them are our current staff. They're really well-trained, and they're very good working with the girls.
Emily, what did you get from it last year? What were you working on?
We focused on exposing the girls to traditional and non-traditional careers in the health field, along with being healthy and active themselves, so it's influencing their own health. We visited Memorial, and we talked to a panel of influential women, including a doctor, a nurse, and a surgeon. And you could see it in the girls' eyes when they realized, you know, I can do that too. I can be that strong, that smart, and influential in the community, and I can enjoy what I do. And it doesn't matter what my circumstances are now, but how much effort I put into changing them. We also went rock climbing and we went on a ropes course, and all that was to show them that fitness doesn't have to be running on a treadmill. It can be something that you enjoy doing, like hiking or swimming. We also went to Warner Park and swam. We had a yoga teacher come. So it's mostly just getting the girls to realize their potential and to bond with others and develop leadership skills that they haven't had before.
There's girls in curricula underlying all of our camps. The research and outcome-based curricula. So in this case, the one related to rock climbing and hiking and other kinds of adventure sports, that's a curricula called Girls Encourage. And it focuses on teaching girls to develop positive leadership skills through adventure sports because it does involve teamwork and leadership skills as well. You know, when the girls were out there doing kayaking, really having to solve some problems that came up just by being on the water. Some of them quite comical, like one of the girls' shoes fell off, you know, and how they were going to get the shoes out of the water and how they were going to get around different obstacles that were in the water. They not only met with, you know, a surgeon and a nurse, I mean, they met with a midwife to learn about her career. They also met with Nancy Franks, who runs Volunteers in Medicine, to get a sense of what somebody who cares about their community can do to make a difference, because volunteer service is very important for our Girls Inc. Starting with their age 6, we start doing that. And they also met with an acupuncturist. There were all different kinds of professions, you know, nutritionists. I mean, the idea was to show them the wide range of things that you can do in healthcare, as well as non-medical related healthcare. So, for example, at Blue Cross Blue Shield, they met with women who were working as executives there who were not in healthcare per se as the traditional careers. They were really focused on more health administration, and that was like an eye-opener too. So I don't have to just do blood and guts. I can do something else in healthcare.
Summer camps at Girls Inc. of Chattanooga are beginning June 3rd. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more details about the girls' camps available this summer. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.